There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
I'm working for Fox and Studio here in Vancouver, and we thought they were going to go into extra time because it didn't look like either teams were going to score. Japan had, you know, they had a final effort there in the game to try to play a bending ball in behind, which is always really dangerous when you're a defender, when you're running back towards your own goal, as I would know. And Laura Bassett, bless her little heart, she's going to remember this one for a long, long time, ended up sticking her foot in the way of the ball as it was coming through. It didn't really look that dangerous, to tell you the truth, and it ricocheted, it went in the goal, and that's how the game ended. I mean, we're all just in disbelief. I mean, even the people, I picked Japan, and so did Alexi Lawless, we picked Japan to win. We couldn't even cheer because of the way the game ended. It was so anticlimactic, and you just felt so bad for Laura Bassett and for England.
There's sports reporter and former women's soccer star Heather Mitz explaining the unusual way that England was eliminated in the World Cup this past week. The Women and World Cup Games had the number 10 position on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview of the world of news talk radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS. Sometimes I refer to it that way. Depends on how much time I have to get it all out, because that's a big mouthful. Talk radio for the week of July 3rd. So we have all of the things on the charts for the week of the 28th of June to the 3rd of July. Happy 4th of July weekend. As usual, we're working on the top 10 talk topics. Research conducted by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. All things talk are there. So they study monitoring, actually, the talk radio shows around the country, the hosts, the programs that are on these stations. So that's how we come up with our list every week. And as we start at number 10, before the end of the hour, you'll have a in your ear and in your head an example of conversation that will sort of underscore what these top 10 items are. So that's number 10, the essence of our focus on sports talk radio this weekend. The Women's World Cup is big on people's minds.
Number 9.
At number 9, having relationships with Cuba, reestablishing our ties diplomatically. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to writer Ruth Bahar, who was born in Cuba, about why she believes this is a good thing, a positive thing, a good move for us here in the United States.
Part of the reason that the Cuban Americans, former Cuban Americans, are a little suspect is, of course, the Castros are still in power. This is the same regime that we found so despicable that we wouldn't have anything to do with them, even though they were 90 miles off of our shores for decade after decade. Now, it's not Fidel, but it's the family. Mm-hmm. However, others say, well, how do you expect to ever make any progress if you don't try to put some pressure on by having some kind of relations? So there's hope, there's skepticism. There are people, particularly in Florida and in the Miami area, who will take to the streets on any kind of normalized relations with Cuba until such time as everybody is free to do everything that they are here. And that's just not happening right now in Cuba.
Right.
It's not like Cuba has changed, you know, 180 degrees. So as someone who was born in Cuba, what are your both intellectual and emotional feelings when you see this?
Well, I feel that it's a very positive move. I definitely agree with President Obama. I much prefer the possibility of engagement and communication to our previous policy of isolation and confrontation. I think Cuba and the U.S. have a lot to learn and to give each other, and I think this is going to be a very positive move to a new future policy.
Well, what kind of influence can America have on Cuba's government and their way of life if we are a trade partner with them and are economically involved with them, other than doing what we've been doing for decades, which is if we don't like what you're doing, we're not going to be a partner with you and not trade with you?
Well, I mean, I think a lot more people will be traveling to Cuba. A lot more Americans want to go, and that's going to have an influence. Just ideas, people, goods flowing into Cuba, that's going to have a huge influence. Already lots of Cuban Americans are going to Cuba, traveling, bringing things that people need in Cuba, helping family and friends to open up small businesses in Cuba. So those are real on-the-ground changes that are truly changing people's lives, creating more opportunities, more possibilities for change. More people are traveling. Also, our former neighbors in the old building where we lived in Havana, they have a small apartment that they rent, and they have saved up, and they're actually in Miami visiting family now. It's the first time they've ever done that. So there's more and more opportunity, and I feel that people are more and more enlivened and excited about the future and just pursuing lots of creative possibilities that they couldn't before, and I think that's only going to expand.
Number eight
issue on the countdown, focusing on this foolishness with the Confederate flag. I say that as a pejorative because I think the people that are holding on to the ideas that are connected to the Connecticut flag need to have a little personal adjustment, if you know what I mean. Here are our hosts Phil Ciancola and Reggie Russo talking about the latest victim of the Confederate flag controversy, the television show The Dukes of Hazzard.
No more Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old
TV Land got rid of it.
Never mean it no harm.
Confederate flag right on top of the general. I always felt as a car guy, and at my age, the 69 Charger was like one of the cars, you know, that boys lusted for my age. And the General,
General Lee.
General Lee.
General Lee.
But they had a Confederate flag painted on the top of the car.
Yeah. Which, I'm kind of curious, is it Auto Trader they do the ads for right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Are they going to pull those too, or are they selling the car because of the Confederate flag?
I thought I read something where they were kind of digitizing, photoshopping it out.
You know, actually, I don't remember
recutting
actually seeing the I don't think you do. On the ad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you see the top.
Yeah.
And then they drive out in a Corvette, the same orange color, a new... They got yeah. themselves... They traded up. TV Land rather quietly removed the Dukes of Hazzard from programming yesterday with the controversy over the Confederate flag continuing to simmer in the pot. They had been airing twice daily. Is really? Is that twice in one day?
Well,
now bonanza in its place. As much as I don't like the Confederate flag, and I come down on the side of let's get rid of it, put it in a museum, it stands for something dark in the past, and let's just move on. As much as I feel that way about the flag, I feel this is a bit of an overreaction on the part of TV Land.
I do too. I mean,
it's just on the car. It's not like
The Dukes of Hazzard were like, hey, let's talk about the Confederate flag for this part of the episode.
Secession and yeah. slaves.
Yeah. yeah. I could see if they say, let's ban the movie, but that's just because it's so bad. The TV show, come on.
An online petition has been launched by fans now arguing the series was about family values, fighting corruption, helping friends, neighbors, and even strangers, no matter what color they were.
All right, so we've got already a good start, a good bite on the list from number 10 to number 9 to number 8. How do you feel about the Confederate flag issue? You can always send me email. It's doug@dougstefan.com. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. Genucel will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. Genucel. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of Genucel sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Number seven.
The number seven item this week on the Talk Radio Review is a focus on Greece and their debt crisis there. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, I talked to Jessica Menton, who is from the International Business Times, about the situation monetarily in Greece and how they got to the point where they are and what's likely to happen next.
Greece did default on their debt, and the most recent news out of that is Greece is actually willing to concede ground in discussions with its creditors. It sent a letter to them overnight, and now there's going to be another meeting today, even though they already defaulted the previous day, and they're going to talk about new proposals of what they could do. But I think it got to this point basically because of a situation of who's going to blink first, the creditors or Greece, and that's where we're at right now.
So when we talk about creditors, you and I, if we borrow money for a house, the bank's our creditor. You buy a car, the car company is the creditor. You have a credit card, the bank is the creditor. So who loans money? Normally when we think about a government, we think about it almost being the source of its own money through taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So where does the country, Greece is the example here, where do they go to get their money? Who are the creditors?
So basically, they're actually getting this money from a lot of the other countries that are in the Eurozone, and it's known as the Troika. So you have three different bodies. It's the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Commission, and that's where they're getting this money from. And they owed the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion yesterday, and they did not pay that. And originally, they were supposed to pay over four installment plans in June, and they decided to bundle them all together at the end of the month. And that was already a clear sign that they probably didn't have the money to pay, and that's why we got to that point yesterday. So they didn't have the money, and they've also been putting out different capital controls on Greek citizens where they can only go to the ATMs and take out about $60 a day, and that's not very much.
No.
That's a definitely scary thing if you're a Greek citizen, and you can't take out money, and you have family.
Will they lose the ability to use the euro? Do they have to go back to their own currency, bitcoins or something? What do they do now?
That's a great question, and something that a lot of people don't realize, there are a few countries like Montenegro and Kosovo that actually use the euro, but they're not in the Eurozone and they're not in the European Union. So it's actually quite possible that Greece could end up leaving the Eurozone and still end up using the euro as their currency. But then there's also this concern, do they go back to the drachmas, the drachma part two,
right. Yeah.
Their previous currency? But I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. They could end up keeping the euro.
Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week. This is the 4th of July weekend, and it seems that there have been a number of terror threats, or at least that's what we're being told by the so-called authorities, whoever they are and whatever this means. It sounds like more malarkey to me, but let's listen to talk host Gary Rivers and Pam Cook talk to national security expert Joshua Katz about why these terror alerts are different than may have been the case with previous warnings.
We're a little queasy about July 4th holiday coming up now. This is no routine terror alert, is it?
It's not. It's really out of an abundance of caution. And you know, I think we need to remain vigilant. Is an attack going to happen on the 4th of July? Probably not, because of our heightened state of security, our vigilance in the public. But also, it's not the easiest time for them to hit us. They're going to want to hit us when we're really not looking. So I think the 4th of July, we're probably not going to see anything, but it's the time around the 4th of July where we have lowered our guard, where we are a lot more susceptible.
So talk a little bit about those times. I mean, are you talking immediately around the 4th of July, or just on a day-to-day, you know, the week before, the week after, summertime in general?
Yeah, ISIS especially here, because this threat comes out of ISIS, and ISIS has issued a couple of statements over the last couple of months and the last couple of weeks, which says that they want their supporters to stay at their home countries and to attack us, and to especially attack us on you know, major national holidays.
All right, so they're
problem,
actually, go ahead.
They're asking people to do this, and their supporters are very, very hardcore. And these are the ones that the FBI has, sort of hasn't really been watching very vigilantly until recently, and they're kind of behind the power curve on that. But we need to remain vigilant, yes, all the time, but especially around, you know, the weeks before, the week after, really remain vigilant, because those are the times, not on the day, but, you know, the day after, the day before, where it affects the holiday and affects our mentality. And that's what they're trying to do.
Now, the FBI has made several more arrests with ISIS-related people in the last month, haven't they?
They have, and they have ongoing investigations into ISIS supporters, at least two in every state in the nation right now. But this problem, and the FBI Director Comey has even said it, they don't know the full breadth of the problem. That's the scary part.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we're anxiously waiting for a great holiday weekend, and hopefully just folks remain vigilant. What can we do? Just look out, and if we see anything suspicious, report it?
Absolutely, but we also need to discuss what that suspicious looks like, because we've been talking about it for, you know, a generation, yet most people have no idea what it means. And so look for things that are abnormal. People with heavy coats when it's 100 degrees outside. If you're inside and it's cool and you see people sweating or being really, really nervous, those are things that, you know, you should bring to the attention of a security professional. It's not saying that, hey, that guy's a terrorist. That's not it. It's saying that there's some behavior that's a little suspicious, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Okay. And let the law enforcement community deal with it.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Don't you get tired of listening to all of that stuff? It is something that people are talking about, but do they talk about it with credibility? Is there credibility attached to all of this stuff? We've heard it before, and the first time maybe we don't pay attention will be the time that there's a problem, right? 28 past on the countdown.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own site.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Better after having done this program for what, 12 years? Where the jingle starts and where I need to be quiet. But you know, sometimes the mind drifts. As we look at this list of stories for the week, I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. We've already done half of the top 10 at number 10, the soccer and sports world, basically focused on that. And a lot of baseball news and conversation as well on the sports talk stations. At number 9, one of the things that I find interesting is all of the hoopla about things as the focus on one part of the country becomes so important. And that's really South Florida and the folks there trying to keep us from reestablishing our ties with Cuba, which is the number 9 item this week. I think it's a terrific thing and is long overdue. Number 8, the Confederate flag issue. Number 7, the situation in Greece with the debt crisis. Number 6, terrorist threats for the 4th of July. So that brings us around to the second half of the countdown, starting with Number five. The folks at British Petroleum, BP Oil, and the settlement that was announced this week. How much money are these various areas going to get? Here's host Matt Murphy, along with Chuck Dean, talking to Alabama Governor Robert Bentley about the settlement that was put on the table this week over the oil spill. Remember that from the Gulf of Mexico? It was 5 years ago.
Some big news, a long time coming, 5 years coming after the disastrous oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Just walk us through the announcement.
We negotiated with BP out of strength. We were going to bring the first trial. We filed the first lawsuit. We were going to bring the first trial to Alabama. So when you negotiate with a company like BP, you have to negotiate out of strength, not out of weakness. And because Alabama was so organized, so strong, that's the reason we were able to secure $2.3 billion in damage claims. And so it's really major for the state. It's so much more than a lot of people thought that we would be able to secure.
Governor, how much flexibility do you have on this money going forward over the next 15, 18 years as to how it's used and where you put it and how it's budgeted, that kind of thing?
Chuck, the money that comes in, it will be $1 billion, will go to to economic damages for the entire state. So that'll come to the coffers of the state. And any unearmarked money that comes into the state goes directly to the general fund. Even though a lot of this was income tax, sales tax, this type thing, the money, when it comes in, will go to the general fund. That will be paid out over an 18-year period. And so the other money, the $1.3 billion, some of it we've already received, not completely, but we have, it's already been paid out to funds like the National Fish and Wildlife Federation Group, you know, for the criminal fines and penalties. But most of it will go into the Restore Act organization down in Mobile and Baldwin County. So 1.3 will go to those two counties and the offshore. The other $1 billion will all come to the state for the damages that occurred related to the state of Alabama.
And this will do almost nothing to ease the crisis you're facing.
Yeah, the current general fund crisis comes to mind. Speak to that, Governor.
Okay. No, it will help. I mean, certainly it will help, but it is not enough to solve the problems of the state, and I don't want anyone to think that it will. We probably need legitimately to pay back debts and to make things work, even on a level field compared to last year. We need close to $400 million, but that's to pay back debts also,
right.
and to shift money over and this sort of thing. So that's about 12.5% of what we really need. Now, will it help? Yes, it'll help every year because this money will come directly to the general fund every year for the next 18 years.
Number four item on the list of the top 10 talk topics this week, Mrs. Clinton and the ongoing email investigation. Well, I think it's about time for us to dust this off and put it away. Here's host Terry Miners talking to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about Mrs. Clinton continuing to control which emails people get to see.
Isn't this a slap in the face to people? She was the state secretary of state and had all these emails doing business on a private email server. Now we see more and more that she's been able to determine what we get to see. Isn't this out of bounds for someone who wants to be president of the United States?
Well, I certainly don't think she's handling it particularly well. The drip has been very frustrating to those of us who, you know, think that she may be our candidate and that we'd rather not have all of this anxiety hanging out there. You know, what's next and who next? On the other hand, it doesn't seem to be hurting her politically. That's kind of, it's kind of like the Clintons. Everybody expects kind of baggage with the Clintons, and therefore they just kind of bite it off. That's Bill, that's Hillary. But people still are able to separate those issues from their competence as public officials. It's very strange with them. To a certain extent, they are both Teflon. I don't think Hillary has the same degree level of or depth of Teflon as Bill does, but yes, it'd be much better if she just came forward with all of them, said, you know, this is it, go to it.
Do you feel, though, as a Democrat, it would be nice to have a couple of more candidates? We know there's 14, at least 14 on the Republican side. A few more candidates, maybe younger people, to just get into this before the primary, just so we can get some other ideas bounced around.
Well, I certainly think, you know, early on, well, I shouldn't say early on, we're still a little bit early on. Several months ago, I said it would be good because then Hillary will not be able to kind of finesse a lot of difficult situations. She'll have to actually tell people where she is. I think she's actually been pretty forthcoming over the last few months in telling people what she believes and the positions that I think have actually energized Democrats across the country. But I think the value of having some younger, newer, fresher candidates in the primary is, first of all, one could emerge as the vice presidential candidate. Secondly, we need to develop more of a bench in the Democratic Party. We don't have a lot of people who are out there as potential presidents, vice presidents, and so forth.
Number three item on the countdown this week, the Supreme Court rulings. Here's host Kim Kerrigan talking to Sylvan Bruni, who is the president of Boston Pride, about the impact of the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage.
So let's talk about the impact, because, this doesn't change things here in Massachusetts all that much, does it?
That is correct. I mean, we've had marriage equality here since 2004. I think where it changes is, you know, help with federal taxes, of course, but also for couples who wish to relocate. Now, a couple that is that has been married in Massachusetts, actually, when they go to another state, their marriage would be fully recognized, when that was not the case necessarily, depending on the state, before the decision of Friday.
The argument, of course, for those who are opposed to this is that states should be the ones to make this decision.
Right. Well, and the Supreme Court made a decision, so there is not very much I can say beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fact, though, that the Texas AG coming out and saying the county clerks can refuse gay couples. That's the kind of battle that this ruling is still facing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, we've seen that with other in other states in 2014. Last year, you know, many states, you know, got marriage equality one way or another, and there were still some resistance at some levels of, you know, administrative levels. But I think little by little you will see that everybody will endorse, let's say, marriage equality, and recognize that it's about the dignity of every couple in this country, and accept that people can get married no matter what their gender is.
So there will be legal battles, though. These states that don't recognize or didn't prior to this ruling recognize same-sex marriage will be taken to court, will they not?
Well, I can't speculate on that. I'm not a legal expert, and, you know, I will leave that up to other analysts. I just think that the public opinion will do the rest.
Mm-hmm. Some of the battles, though, that will still be coming, obtaining federal, state, and local legal protections in employment, housing, in commerce, and those kinds of things. Are those issues that you're concerned about?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, in the LGBT community, there has been a lot said since Friday about the fact that marriage equality is great, and obviously it's a huge step forward, but we cannot forget that there are a lot of other things that still need to happen. You know, protection for trans people of color, for example, that have been particularly under attack this year since the beginning of 2015. Over a dozen of trans women of color, for example, have been murdered.
All right, so up next, number two, you'll be happy to know it's pretty much about all things the Donald. That's next here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Like buy the legendary Fender American Standard Stratocaster and get a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar absolutely free. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it. Limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com/July 4th for details and qualifying products.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Number two.
For us to get to number two, the number two item this week has to do with Donald Trump. Here our hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to legal analyst Richard Barnes about Donald Trump launching a lawsuit against Univision and how that may impact his presidential desires.
How do you see this? Trump claims his First Amendment rights were violated when the company declined to air his Miss USA pageant.
Yeah, Susan, I did review the complaint that Mr. Trump filed in the state Supreme Court in New York, and he's alleging really three causes of action. He's alleging a breach of contract by Univision. He's also alleging that Univision intentionally interfered with his contractual relationship with NBC as a consequence of pulling the broadcast. And he's also alleging defamation, and I think that's the First Amendment issue. He's claiming that the statements they made in response to his statements were defamatory, that they were false, and that they have damaged his reputation.
Well, Richard, let me ask you this. As he fights this backlash in the courts now, this is obviously going to be a major distraction to his campaign for the Republican nomination for president. As his case heads into the courts, as we suspect it might, will Trump have to appear in person, or can his lawyers do it for him so that he can be free to do his damage control and keep on campaigning?
Well, that's a good question, John. A lawsuit like this is quite complicated, as you might imagine. These are sophisticated parties and probably very sophisticated contracts. So this, if it's going to continue, is going to be a long and protracted litigation process. Mr. Trump probably would not have to be actively involved in it other than conferring with his attorneys until at some point he would have to be subjected to a deposition. And that could be years from now, depending on how the pace of this goes. And often they don't go very fast when they're complicated matters like this.
Well, Richard, what kind of a case does he have, especially on the defamation point?
Well, defamation for someone like Mr. Trump is a very difficult thing to prove. He is, by definition, a public figure. And it's not enough for him to prove that these statements were, number one, false, and number one, supposedly damaged his reputation. He has to show that it was done with malice, that the intent was to damage his reputation. And that's a pretty tough standard, especially based on what I understand Univision's comments were about his comments. So I think it's a tough case.
Aside from the Univision scenario, Macy's department stores is now deciding they are not going to carry his line of clothing anymore. Now, can they do this arbitrarily? Would he have had a contract with the store that might have had some complicated language in the contract allowing the store to do this if he did something to embarrass them, like these immigration remarks?
Yes, John, and again, I'm not privy to the details of those contracts, but these are sophisticated parties who enter into these kind of business relationships, and most of the time there would be some clause that would allow one party or the other to kind of opt out of it if the other party of the contract has done either actions or made statements that they view as detrimental to either them or the business enterprise. And I think that's what Macy's is probably relying on. I'm sure that's what Univision is relying on. And that'll be the battleground, the interpretation of that. We get to get out of this because of what you said.
Meanwhile, Hispanic leaders this week warning of harm to Republican White House hopefuls unless the party's presidential contenders do more to condemn what Donald Trump has said. He will not apologize for calling Mexican immigrants rapists and drug dealers. So there is that. Number one. You'll be interested to know it's more about politics. Up next here on this week's Countdown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Some people complain that I often throw in my two cents worth. That is my opinion when it comes to reporting on these stories. This program is about opinion. Radio in general, that is in the spoken word format, the talk radio, political talk radio, is about opinions. So you won't mind, and even if you do, send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, when I throw in my two cents about some of the things that come out when it regards politics especially. This week, number one, the presidential list grows with Chris Christie, yawn, who cares, entering the race. How many people really are excited about Christie getting into it? Here are our hosts, Jane Foy and Rick Daniels, talking to newsman Stephen Portnoy about a poll that finds 55% of Republican voters say they would never vote for Governor Christie.
The whole Bridgegate scandal will probably pop up, but what is it about Christie, besides that scandal, that would keep 55% of Republicans voting for him?
Well, to be honest, I think it's honestly it's what he and his supporters see as his best attribute, and that is his brash style, his telling it like it is style. It just does not play well in parts of the Midwest and South, where core conservatives, social conservatives, just don't see in Chris Christie what voters here in New Jersey see in Chris Christie and have twice elected him to office based on that straight-talking, tell-it-like-it-is style. Chris Christie is going directly to New Hampshire immediately after his announcement here in New Jersey. He's going to spend the next 5 days there. And really, he's putting all of his eggs in the New Hampshire basket. If he doesn't perform well in New Hampshire, it's hard to see how he has a path to the nomination, which also, of course, runs through Iowa and South Carolina before it gets to Florida. And Chris Christie and his advisors know that if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire, he will be the Rudy Giuliani of this race.
All right. Heard that this morning, various places. You're saying it, all the political experts saying it. If he doesn't perform well in New Hampshire, then, you know, it's over. How are we gauging this? New Hampshire doesn't have anything coming up anytime soon. Do they, like, any vote or anything?
Well, in about, I don't know, 7 months or so, but right, not before that.
But, I mean, it's not like he needs to head there on the bus this afternoon and win New Hampshire.
You know, a smarter guy than me, our CBS News senior political editor, Steve Chigaris, mentioned to me yesterday in a talk that this is the strategy John McCain had in 2008. And at this point in 2008, everybody was talking, or I should say 2007, everybody was talking about how John McCain had a staff shakeup, had money problems. He was, you know, the great hope, but you know what? It just passed him by. And he had town hall meeting after town hall meeting in New Hampshire, and he wound up winning the primary and winning the nomination. And ultimately, that's going to be Chris Christie's strategy to repeat that. If he can do it, there's truly a path.
All right, more on presidential prospects this week. Host Linda Lopez talking to political analyst Steve Seguras about what happens if Christie can somehow win in New Hampshire.
Let's say he wins New Hampshire. How does he then convince the rest of the country that he should win?
That's a very good question. I mean, and it's a stretch to even suggest that he could win New Hampshire at this point, or anybody could win New Hampshire at this point. This race right now, if you look at the polls, there's no front runner. There's going to be 16 Republican candidates when we're all said and done here. And I think what we're going to see in the first few states, if this sort of continues the way it's going, is you may have several winners in Iowa and several winners in New Hampshire. And so he may be bunched up, if he does well, with a couple of other candidates like Jeb Bush or even John Kasich from Ohio, or Scott Walker or Marco Rubio or others. And so coming out of New Hampshire, then it's about getting more delegates and winning in states, in hard states like Florida down south, and convincing folks that, convincing Republicans that he's the right person to take on Hillary Clinton this fall. He's going to be, again, up against more than a dozen people to try to make that argument. And I think you saw a little bit in his speech of him going after Hillary Clinton directly, going after Barack Obama's leadership directly, and saying that he, as the straight talker in this race, and as the doer in this race, is somebody that can be successful in Washington.
Yeah, as you just mentioned in his announcement, he's sort of also betting the farm on his telling it like it is style. Any chance that's not going to play well in the rest of the country?
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, he has his issues within the Republican Party to begin with. If you look at polling, the two sort of worst polling candidates in terms of whether Republicans would support them for president are Chris Christie and Donald Trump. And I think you can see some similarities in the two in terms of their brash, tell it like it is style. I think Christie's a little bit more refined than Donald Trump is. But what's interesting about Christie, I think you saw a little bit of it during his speech, is that he does have a personal touch in the way he communicates, talking about his upbringing, talking about how he dealt with his parents and dealt with his high school, and he adds a bit more personal touch to this than, say, somebody like Donald Trump. So while he does come across as brash and straight-talking, I think there's a part of him that if he plays his cards right and doesn't fly off the handle, which he's done in the past a couple of times, he could make it look like he's a little bit more, has a little bit more empathy than the average candidate.
This has been the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.